All right, every Friday morning, it's our man Lights, Camera, Jackson, another installment of the Buttery Popcorn Report. Good morning, Jax. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, Brian. I cannot believe we're already into December. This is insane.
It is crazy. We're, what, a little over 3 weeks from Christmas, and I know a lot of people started their shopping last weekend, but the malls are going to be crazy from here on out. Good luck getting parking.
Exactly. Yes, it'll be tough even going to the movies and getting parking. It's tough normally. Now with the holidays being here, oh my gosh.
Now, I know you want to get to the Critics' Choice Awards, and we'll definitely run some of that down, but we'll start with the new movies this weekend because we talked about going to the malls. I don't think you're going to have a hard time finding a parking spot for some of the new releases for this weekend, right? It's pretty much junk this weekend, isn't it?
It is junk. We'll quickly run through them. First film is called Man Down. It's with Shia LaBeouf. He plays a Marine in a post-apocalyptic world. He's looking for somebody. It's Gary Oldman and Kate Mara in it as well. The second movie, though, could be pretty good. It's called The Eagle Huntress. It's a documentary about a 13-year-old girl training to become an eagle hunter. Sia has a song in the closing credits. The other two films, Incarnate, which is a throwaway horror movie, and an indie religion family drama called Believe. Those are your options
Wow.
for this weekend.
So, it's pretty obvious what's going to be number one at the box office this weekend, right?
It's going to be Moana again.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian.
And listen, I really appreciated last week. I mean, I had never heard you give such a scathing review, and, you know, you were honest. I still really haven't seen a whole lot of, you know, negative criticism, regarding the film, and I think it's because people are afraid to go, you know, say something bad about Disney.
They are. A lot of other critics are afraid to really be honest, and I'm honest when it comes to anything. I look at the movies for what they are, individually, standalone, no preconceptions going in. I look at them for what they are, and for me, Moana is not a very good film.
All right, well, let me ask you this question, because Chrissy saw it. She would probably be defending it, and she went into the theaters with a really open mind, you know, after hearing how great it is, loving Disney, but then also getting your review as well. I'll ask this, because I think Chrissy would. If you could put yourself in the mind of a 34-year-old mom who's bringing her 11-year-old daughter, will they enjoy the film?
It depends. If you're used to the Disney formula, you might be amused by it, but also slightly bored because it's same old, same old.
Got it. Okay. That's fair, and that's pretty much what you've said since the beginning. So talk about New at Home. Nothing really particularly sexy this weekend.
Don't Breathe is a summer horror hit. It made a lot of money when it came out over the summer. The BFG was Steven Spielberg's slow, rarely charming family film based on the Roald Dahl book. I really liked, though, Pete's Dragon, refreshing remake of the Disney classic, really old-fashioned feel to it, and Robert Redford's in it, and Bryce Dallas Howard. I actually enjoyed that a lot.
Lights, Camera, Jackson with us. All right, let's get to the Critics' Choice Awards. They happen, what, they're about a week and a half away, right? December 11th?
They are. They're next Sunday, December 11th at 8 p.m. on A&E. For those of you in the Capital Region who were going to go see Kanye West, you now have the perfect alternative that night. You stay home and you can watch the Critics' Choice Awards. So the nominations came out yesterday in the movie categories. La La Land, the spectacular musical with Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, leads with 12 nominations, followed by Moonlight and Arrival with 10 each. Now, Brian, I'm going to go through some of these things, and after each one, you can comment, and we can comment a little bit,
yep.
Or we can pass and move on to the next one. Is that
you got
good?
It. Absolutely. Take it away. Yep.
All right. Tom Hanks is in the lead actor category for Sully, which is also nominated for Best Picture. I was very surprised because Sully is a good film, but I did not think that either one of those cases would happen.
This is hard for me because I haven't seen it, so I'm just going to go based upon the trailers and previous history. I don't think that this is the role that Tom Hanks will win an award for. It didn't feel to me, just from what people were saying, that, like, this was great Tom Hanks. It's just good Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's not his showiest role. Captain Phillips was a showy role, especially in that last scene
right.
in the movie.
Yep.
This is not as showy. You've got Mel Gibson facing off against Denzel Washington for Best Director. That is a powerhouse duo right there.
Well, listen, Hollywood and like entertainment universe turned its back on Mel Gibson. This is a huge comeback for him in a way. If the critics were to decide, I think they err on the side of Denzel just because Mel Gibson comes with baggage, so I give the slight edge to Denzel there.
You give it to Denzel. Okay, we got a couple singers in acting categories. Janelle Monáe, nominated for the drama Hidden Figures. Also, Hailee Steinfeld, who's nominated for her role in The Edge of 17. So you got a couple singers there. I also want to bring up the fact that Justin Timberlake is nominated for Can't Stop the Feeling, the song you've been playing so many times over the last 6 to 7 months.
No, not us. We would never do that. All right. So anything interesting? Because I was almost going to ask you, with this weekend being so average as far as what's new, what's on the horizon? What's going to be the Christmas smash or the Christmas blockbuster?
You have several options, and I have seen some of these movies. One of them is Sing. This is going to be huge for the families. Animated singing musical competition movie. I saw it over the weekend. It did not get a Critics' Choice nomination, unfortunately, but it is spectacular, too. It is pretty close to a triumph. It's a lot of fun, but for the action movie lovers, What You Got Over Christmas is a movie that, unfortunately, was not screened for us in time for voting. Passengers. Jennifer Lawrence, your girl J-Law, Brian.
Yeah, I've seen her. She's been in the news a lot lately, and I just looking at photographs of her, she looks amazing. And tell me about this film. Am I going to like her in this?
It's a sci-fi action movie. I think it looks pretty good. Her and Chris Pratt, they're calling it Titanic in Space. That's basically what it is.
Okay.
And it seems like most of the film is just a two-person story. Hopefully it's entertaining, but again, not screened for critics in time, which has me concerned a little bit, but that comes out around Christmas. Fences with Denzel Washington is also going to do very well for the adult crowd over Christmas, as is La La Land.
One more thing, and then we'll let you go. I saw some previews last night in a commercial for the Jennifer Aniston Christmas Holiday Party movie. Which looks hilarious, by the way. I was watching this going, okay, here we go. This is going to be like the Valentine's Day movie with the big, 15 stars in it, and it's just like really corny. But this looks like really funny, at least in the promo, the trailers. Is there any buzz on this?
There's a little bit of buzz. Office Christmas Party as Jennifer Aniston. It's also got T.J. Miller, who is our host for Critics' Choice. I think it could be entertaining. He's doing the show again. He did it in January, and he's doing it to promote the movie. T.J. Miller also was in Deadpool. Cool, which I did not like that movie. Deadpool
Great
got
film.
Four nominations
Great
yesterday
Loved
in
it.
Both the action movie category and the comedy movie category. But I also have to say Margot Robbie got nominated for Best Actress in an Action Movie for Suicide Squad. That was that film's only nomination, Brian, was for Margot Robbie.
Well, she was great in that. People loved her, and so this is great. You're going to be actually flying out to L.A. for that, aren't you?
I am going to be flying
out,
and as a matter of fact, next Friday morning, I will be live with you here at 7:10 a.m., which means my time, I'm going to do it, it's going to be 4:10 in the morning. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to be on with you and Chris.
Hey, listen, man, if you want to be the next Regis Philbin, those are the things that you got to do.
Exactly. You got to work it. You got to do it. That's right.
Awesome stuff as always, Jackson. If people want more from you, how can they get that?
Lights-camera-jackson.com, Twitter at LCJ Reviews, Facebook Lights Camera Jackson, and I'm also sorry to say Brian's Sausage Party did not get in our animated feature category.
Yeah, I knew eventually that my love for that movie, even though I haven't seen it, was going to catch up to me when it came down to the critics.
But, I got some cool stuff for it. I got stickers. I can give you the pack of stickers that I received in the mail for it.
Well, listen, you always come through. You're so generous. Like, you come by, you give us awesome Christmas gifts. I'll take all the Sausage Party swag. You don't have to give me any more Meryl Streep movie stuff as Christmas gifts.
Okay, I'll give you the Sausage Party that breaks so I can get it out of my house.
Love it, man. Yes, Jackson, Brian, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Bye, Brian.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care. You got it.